Hot Business on Hot 102.7 is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, your partner with sector expertise and tailored solutions to help you grow with purpose and ambition. Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. Now, you'll be well aware that tariffs are back at the top of the global economic agenda, and shortly, temporary relief from international trade tariffs will expire. It'll open the door for massive increases of up to 50%, and the move threatens to upend global supply chains. It'll hammer import-heavy sectors, and I guess also send operational costs skyrocketing. South African businesses, already navigating economic headwinds, have now got to brace for another blow. So what does this mean for logistics, for planning and pricing? And how can companies stay strong and resilient in the face of escalating trade wars? I'm going to talk now to Dylan Govender, Head of Supply Chain at Investec Business Banking. So Dylan, let's start with the basics and a very warm welcome to you. What happens when the tariff relief comes to an end?
Hi, Jeremy, and thank you for having me. Jeremy, the tariff imposition is only due to come in on the 1st of August. It was initially due to be applied on the 9th of July. Obviously, the Trump administration is realizing they're nowhere close to achieving what they wanted to. 90 deals in 90 days. I think it's only three countries that they've managed to strike a partial framework with so far. But I think the letters that's been released is in order to put pressure on the SA government and other countries in order to reach an agreement. I think where we're going to see, if we recall, our exports to the US, majority of it is exempt in terms of the gold, coal, minerals, those types of products that we move into the US. That accounts for 50% of our exports. The sectors that's affected is the automotive sector, the agricultural, and the steel and the aluminium. But this is not just targeted to South Africa, it's targeted worldwide. These tariff impositions are on all countries. So if we had to take the citrus sector, for example, which is a major sector that's going into the US, it's not just South Africa that's facing 30% duty impositions. So it's going to fall on the US economy or the consumer to actually absorb these. And it depends on where each and every country lands in terms of who's actually going to be preferential.
And Dylan, compounding the problem is the 30% BRICS tariff announcement by President Trump. So that in many ways is a double whammy for this country, isn't it?
Certainly. I think he mentioned 10% in terms of anybody aligning themselves with BRICS. And certainly, you know, there seems to be a lot of misalignment. If you look at these tariff impositions that the Trump administration is trying to impose, it's around reciprocal trade. They're saying there's trade barriers into South Africa for U.S. goods. But if we look closely at the data that's coming out from SA government, 77% of the goods that's coming from the U.S. is actually enters duty-free. And off the balance of cargo that pays duty, the average duty is at 7.6%. So a lot of misalignment in terms of where we are at the moment. And I think that's where the next 3 weeks is going to be favorable in terms of the presidency and the U.S. actually trying to reach a final trade agreement and clarify on these points.
Negotiations aside, though, are you already starting to see a shift in supply chains or even trade routes to preempt higher tariff corridors?
Jeremy, I think it's a difficult one to answer. I mean, it boils down to the American importer at the end of the day. They're uncertain in terms of the trade routes or where to actually shift their sourcing patterns to. You know, until they have clarity on where the tariffs land, then they'll look at realigning in terms of purchasing and sourcing goods. What we have seen, though, you know, since the tariff pause of 1st of April, there's been a rush to get cargo into the U.S. Obviously, in order to try and bypass some of these tariff impositions that's coming in. And that's led to a lot of supply chain disruptions in terms of larger vessels moving from the China to the U.S. trade as opposed to China-SA trade. So that's where our standard importers in South Africa from different trade routes is actually feeling the pinch at the moment in terms of higher freight rates, schedule volatility, space volatility, and longer transit times to get the goods into the country.
So as far as people in this country are concerned, or businesses, it would make sense, surely, that they be planning better their stock levels and delivery schedules right now.
Certainly. I mean, that's a given. We're going to see peak season moving forward. I mean, to secure your cargo here for Black Friday, Importers should be planning now.
Wow.
Remember, it takes, if you're sourcing, I mean, a simple example, if you're sourcing cargo out of China, manufacturers are more concentrated on the US market now because of these tariff barriers that's going to be imposed. So they're going to give preference to goods they're manufacturing for the US. So you're going to fall second in line. It's going to take 3 to 4 weeks to manufacture your cargo. You've got space constraints coming into South Africa because larger vessels have moved on to the US trade route. So it's going to take you 6 weeks to sail your goods to South Africa. We've got weather delays at our South African ports in terms of everything that we're facing at the moment. So it's going to possibly another week's delay. On average, it's taking you about 8 to 10 weeks to turn your cargo around, bring it into the country, get it on the shelves, still sell it, and convert that into cash product. So your working capital is actually tied up quite considerably there.
And if customs and ports are going to become new pressure points, as you're suggesting, that is something that we can ill afford given the existing logistical problems that are there anyway.
Yes, certainly, Jeremy. But I think from government and from Department of Transport, there's been a lot of emphasis put into Transnet. We realize the criticality of it in this country in terms of logistics and growing our GDP. And we've certainly seen improvement in terms of Transnet itself. But I mean, there are unforeseen things such as weather delays. I mean, you can see the weather that we've been experiencing recently, that's out of control. But I must say there's a lot of confidence in Transnet in terms of the new equipment that they've been sourcing. We are actually seeing some positive changes for a difference.
I'm trying to see if there is a silver lining here and potentially maybe more local sourcing and reshoring, given that we are very reliant on global input.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, it's going to be a global shift in terms of how sourcing happens. I think one of the positive things is, although the additional 10% tariff imposition on countries around BRICS, we do have strong alignment around BRICS. We've got AFTA as well in terms of the African Continental Agreement, where sourcing can be on the African continent. So there is a lot of positivities around it. And remember, the export market, like I say, it's not just South Africa that's facing these impositions. It's the entire world. So these duties are going to be imposed on every other country as well. It just makes the playing field much more even. It's still the US economy that's going to have to absorb this if they want the citrus at the end of the day.
I'm going to leave it there. Dylan Govender, thank you very much indeed. Head of Supply Chain at Investec Business Banking. Appreciate your time.
Our business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.